Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Take it, that's the one you wanted then, Nick?
Indeed,
the live
was.
Version of Tore Down. Not that you actually want to tear anything down, really, because that's hyper-violent, really, but from the Montreux Jazz Festival.
It was. Fantastic track.
Here we are, probably broadcasting to a world which has suffered a cataclysm at this stage, because as we are in the middle of April for Show 55, who knows what could happen, really.
Do you think a body count's gone up?
We'd have Dr. Oswanese. She's here for show 55 of Sound and Nick's Vision. I guess they've got nowhere else to go. No, of
course. Well, we can't get out of this room, exactly. Can we? We can't get out of the studio.
It's the way forward, you know, the whole sort of line is coming through there. But we've got some good music, at least for the next 50 or so minutes, to actually work our way through that, including not The Hole of the Moon, but this 2008 number of The Waterboys.
Yeah.
And why?
Well, I was just introduced to this. They've done some really, really good stuff, and I was listening to them. Yeah, I was listening to a lot of stuff.
Fisherman's Blues.
Indeed. Good track. And this, I just thought it was really good. I really liked it, and I thought the title was very apt. How long will I love you?
Are you putting a time on this? Time limit?
No.
About 30 minutes, I would have thought. 32, 33.
Stars are above you, and longer if I can. How long will I need you? As long as the seasons need to follow their plan. How long will I be with you? Your father told you, as long as you are. How long will I give to you? As long as I live to you. However long you say. How long will I love you? As long as stars are above. Longer if I may.
Is that good, or what?
I still think they have never matched the epic nature and wondrousness of The Hole of the Moon.
I would totally agree. Fantastic live band, that.
Mm.
Mm. Worked with them Cambridge Folk Festival some time ago.
Yes, a lot of people sort of think they didn't do anything after the 90s, but of course they have, and are still rooted.
They
recently released a new album, The Waterboys. Okay, astoundingly, it's time for another one of my choices that you permit me to actually have on the programme, which is very honourable, etc., and it's a band from Birmingham.
Birmingham?
Yep, not Slade, and not Electric Light Orchestra, although you could probably see there were connections between the Electric Light Orchestra and this particular group.
The Move?
No. No, okay. That, of course, was a nice little link connecting Roy Wood, etc.
Indeed.
No, this particular one is Justin Haywood.
Ah, Moody's.
Exactly, from, again, very underrated album, and probably one of my favourite albums, again, of the 70s, Long Distance Voyager, after a little voyager that was sent out by NASA to seek out new life, and it has come back in the form of the coronavirus. Great. It's like the Andromeda Strain writ large. That's one for science fiction aficionados, Nick, by the way, just in case you're wondering. It's from the album Long Distance Voyager and Meanwhile and Far Away.
Okay.
Thank you. just in a simple conversation, you can hear the feeling change, like a river running down, down to the sea. And if you need an explanation, I defy you to explain, but some things are the same, and it's bothering. I see where I went wrong. I think I see what's going on. Meanwhile, I'm far away as the night draws in. He's holding her right now. I can feel it all begin. Fingers, and I watched it drift away, but still I had to say what was written for me. I thought I'd end up as the hero, thought the glory would be mine. Very soon I was to find it wasn't to be. 'Cause in this part
And the next track on the album would have been 22,000 Days. It's not a lot, it's all we've got, 22,000 Days.
Right.
Yeah, there we are. Worthwhile calculating that in 22,000 Days, Nick Elliott will be 142. That's just a line forward. I just thought I'd raise that into a thing there, because it's once you got after the
Brian
first century.
My afternoon well up.
I thought it was. Indeed, evening once again, if you're listening to this, when it should be broadcast, obviously, on a Thursday evening. But you may be listening to it as a podcast, in which case time is essentially meaningless. It's just a number. Is it a lucky number? We don't know. Who would you like to dedicate Lena Lovitch's number to?
This is dedicated to a dear friend of mine, musician who lives in Devon. Unfortunately, he's not very well at all at the minute. Hopefully, we wish him all good health, and hopefully he'll get well soon. And that's a guy called Paul Conybeare.
And presumably, there was no fee imaginable that could have actually persuaded Bernice to actually go, ooh.
No.
Didn't think so. I'm Ben Gibbard, Nick Hammer, Dave Depper, Zach Gray, Jason McGurr. To whom am I referring to, Nick Elliott?
That's got to be Death Cab.
For Cutie.
Indeed.
An American alternative rock band formed in Bellingham, Washington in 1997.
Is that a fantastic name for a band, though?
I don't think so.
I do, I loved it.
Well, I mean, it's tough for Cutie, isn't it? I mean, yeah, if you're Cutie and you basically get a Death Cab, you're going to think, is that a coffin?
Well, you're not coming home, are you?
Well, it's like, you know, we shouldn't really call it bucket lists, we should call them coffin lists, really, because, sorry, a little virus joke there, but just a thought there. Let's be more positive about these sort of things.
I think we should.
So, to the ground, why have you actually decided to go for Death Cab for Cutie?
Accidentally heard this on another radio station.
Sorry, there are other radio stations apparently in this post-apocalyptic time which will exist.
And I love the track, and I kind of thought, whoa, who is this? Looked into it, and then discovered it was this America band, Death Cab for Cutie, which I think is a fantastic name.
To the Ground.
I like that. Mm. I like that.
Is it contemporary contemporary prog rock? You see, you can't even get the words out.
There's a little bit in there, I think.
A little bit.
Okay. Wouldn't be my kind of genre title for it.
Well, it's time for the second of my choices. I know.
Sharp in, take a breath.
Bridget Cady, have you heard of her?
No.
Well, have you heard of Blood Red Roses?
Yes.
How have you heard of Blood Red Roses?
I don't know.
It's the album title of Rod Stewart's latest album.
That's it.
And it's an outstanding album. And he did very well performing recently at the Brit Awards, which he got the whole Faces Together again. And
I saw that.
Video. Yes.
Yeah.
I was surprised he didn't use any of the sort of contemporary stuff, which I sometimes think is even better than some of his old stuff. But I suppose that's understandable. They play your old hits and so on. We must be asked to build your old photographs, really.
No, for me, he had a period, as with all these guys do. And I think a Faces, fantastic R&B band.
Well,
wonderful.
I think, this from the album, as I mentioned, Blood Red Roses, with singer Bridget Cady, is a wonderful, evocative, atmospheric song, really. It's about the end of things, and the end of all sorts of other areas, and it could almost be cold old Norwich, it could be cold old Lincoln, but no, it's cold old London.
Don't know why. First met in cold old London, down by the Thames. We were sacred and slowly fell in love. Oh, that I just let you go. We were made for each other. Was I too young to dream? You said something that gave me butterflies. A treasure, but love so unkind. So please be careful with this heart of mine. Oh, that I just let you go. Damn fool I was, so blind I couldn't see. Yeah, now I'm getting older, and the girls are getting younger. Maybe it's too late for me.
He goes with, of course, Bridget Cady, Rod Stewart, cold old London.
That's a nice track, Alex.
Well,
good choice.
I thought that was Elvis Costello. I don't know who else.
Give him a wide.
Puppy Love and Donny Osmond.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
And they called it Puppy Love. He's still there.
They queue to see your impression of Donny.
Help me, help me, help me, please. Is there someone?
They're not queuing right now, but they have been known to.
Well, when you go from there to the Doobie Brothers, I mean, surely the whole connection is love enough.
I think it is.
All right, then.
We'll be right back.
I don't know. Is it a rhetorical question? Doobie Brothers and Is Love Enough? Listening to Sound and Nick's Vision. I'm not Nick Elliott. He is.
That's me.
Well, what are we going to say? BP. British Petroleum? No.
Ben Paul.
Exactly. How and why?
Just haven't listened to a lot of this guy for some time, and he came up in conversation with a colleague of mine a couple of weeks back. I thought, oh, check that guy out. I met him a couple of times, and well, if this all is okay in the summer and the festivals go ahead, I might be looking to catch up with him again in the summer.
I thought initially it was going to be a cover of The Partridge Family and I Think I Love You, but no, it's I Think I Love You Too Much.
Too Much.
Yeah.
he's over, Warrior of the Wasteland. He's wrapped up and he's gone. I bet you were caught by surprise there, that little bonus that was coming through there, because after Ben Poole's I Think I Love You Too Much, we thought we'd squeeze in Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Holly Johnson and Warrior of the Wasteland.
I haven't heard that for ages.
Well, it's just as well Mr. Computer could provide
great
that
band.
And develop that in his own fantastic way. All right, next up, it is the man from Newark, New Jersey, Bruce Springsteen, and I suppose you don't really need to have any rationale for playing the boss, do you?
Only the fact that it's Bernice's favourite track.
Really, Bernice?
It is indeed.
Tougher than the rest. It's actually better than Philadelphia. Or if you should fall behind, or no, this is the one that's actually there. Well, I suppose that's actually done for the recommendation, or indeed the suggestion as to who's going to win the tune of Show 55. It's not going to be Rory Gallagher, it's not going to be the Waterboys, it's not going to be the Moody Blues, Lena Lovitch, Death Cab for Cutie, Rod Stewart, Bridget Cady, the Doobie Brothers, Ben Poole, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, or indeed Pulp, I'm afraid, Nick. It's clearly, obviously, Bernice, your choice is going to be Bruce Springsteen, I would have thought.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How do people get in touch with you, Nick, as far as the socials are concerned?
Well, I'm everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And now I've recently done a rebrand. So you can now go to nickelliott.info. And that's now the Nick Elliott Rock Art Photographer official page.
Fantastic.
Go and have a look.
Well, there we are. And if you are missing Nick Elliott in any way, shape or form, just play the podcast back again, because you can do that. It's been Siren Radio hosting Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 55. Whether we get to Volume 56, frankly, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, honestly.
We'll try.
You may well be.
We'll try.
Yes. Will the rest of the world. We're wrapping up with Jarvis Cocker, of course, the Sheffield lad, and his band Pulp with Underwear.
Best thing to come out of the 90s.
Underwear? I'm sure people had it beforehand.
Well, I didn't bother with that. Oh, the underwear. See,
once again.
But certainly the band.
Enough of your commando-type habits. Let's finish with the closing lines.
You can't beat a military
every
life.
Sound and Nick's Vision. It is, of course, Keep Music
Live.
Why don't you shut the door and close the curtains? Because you're not going anywhere. He's coming up the stairs. And in a moment, he'll want to see your underwear. I couldn't stop it now, there's no way to get out. It's standing far too near, how the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room, I'd give my whole life to see it. But just you fashion is your trade, then when you're naked, I guess you must be unemployed, yeah. But once it's underway, there's no escaping the fact that you're a girl and he's a boy. I couldn't stop it now, there's no way to get out. He's standing far too near, how the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room, I'd give my whole life to see it. And just you stood there, only in your underwear. If you could close your eyes and just remember that this is what you wanted last night, so why is it so hard for you to touch him, for you to go give yourself to him? Oh Jesus, I couldn't stop it now, there's no way to get out. He's standing far too near, and how the hell did you get here? Semi-naked in somebody else's room, I'd give my whole life to see it. But just you stood there, only in your underwear. Come on now.
for you. Wanna see you standing in your own.